So his three daughters have grown up. They're all independent women. They've moved out of the house, but they all reconvene when they find out that Joe Pickett has been wounded severely in his pickup truck and left out at the middle of a crossroads in Wyoming.
That's CJ Box, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. CJ Box is the number one New York Times best-selling author of 26 Joe Pickett novels, 8 standalone novels, and a story collection. He's also been executive producer on shows based on his books, including ABC TV's Big Sky and Joe Pickett on Paramount Plus. He joins us to talk about his latest thriller novel, The Crossroads. It's the 26th novel in his series featuring the character Joe Pickett. CJ, welcome to Conversations.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, this is the 26th novel to feature Joe Pickett, and this time his daughters are in the spotlight. So tell us about what's going on here.
Sure. One unique thing about the series, besides the fact I never thought it would be 26 books long, for one thing, is that Joe Pickett is a married family man. He has three daughters who have grown up over the time from the very first book, Open Season, back in 2001 till today. So his three daughters have grown up. They're all independent women. They've moved out of the house, but they all reconvene when they find out that Joe Pickett has been wounded severely in his pickup truck and left out at the middle of a crossroads in Wyoming. So the three girls come together. Immediately they know, can figure out that there's three ranch suspects on three different ranches, and the girls decide to split up and investigate the case to see if they can figure out who the bad guy is.
Did the daughters learn a lot, whether they meant to or not, just sort of absorbed it from their father, seeing what he's doing that helps them as they try to investigate what happened to their father?
Yes, they've learned not only from him, but from their mother as well. Joe Pickett's wife is the local library director, but she's also always assisted Joe in cases because she has a very good grasp of the internet and research and databases. And so they've grown up with that. And they each approach it a little differently, all three of the daughters, but they have their own way about going out trying to find answers.
I imagine this is kind of fun for you, but also a challenge when you have these characters that you have to have sort of a voice for each of them and work with those characters and how they do things within who they are as separate entities in the book.
Right. I think that's one of those things. I think as a writer, one of the most important aspects of writing these kind of things is to develop a realistic point of view from every character. So when they speak, you know where they're coming from. If you've read their previous books, you know about their history, but they all have a unique way of approaching life and approaching the investigation. And I don't think anybody's going to be confused between the three daughters on their approaches.
Yeah, we don't want to give away spoilers here, but what else can you tell us about what's going on in this novel?
Well, this is the first of the novel ever where Joe Pickett is certainly in it, and there are flashbacks throughout the book leading up to the assassination attempt at the crossroads. But this is the first one where he's basically on the sidelines of the entire book, as is his wife. So that's a whole different way of telling these stories. It's also three very credible villains and three very credible motives. And it's kind of a puzzle for the reader to figure out who they think did it.
Well, you mentioned you never expected this to be 26 books long and hopefully more in the future. But take us back to that first novel and what inspired this character?
Well, I always kind of joke. I never thought, you know, the world is just waiting for a Wyoming Game Warden series, and I'm the guy who can deliver it. No, the very first book, Open Season, was more about, in my mind, the issue, which was the Endangered Species Act and how very well-meaning legislation can go awry on the ground sometimes, especially when it's in remote areas. So, and that's based on a real story in Wyoming that occurred at that time concerning a real species called the black-footed ferrets. So I was fascinated with this story because the species was thought extinct, but then it was discovered there was an entire colony of them around a little town in Wyoming. And practically everybody in that town knew about these creatures, but nobody told anybody about it. And I thought that's a unique kind of New West story and lends itself to a fictionalization, which I did. As I was writing it and researching it, I realized first the protagonist was going to be a sheriff, local sheriff, then a journalist, which is what I was at the time. But I was doing ride-alongs with the local game warden in Wyoming, and I realized because of their unique duties and responsibilities, a game warden would be the best way to propel this story forward because a game warden would be involved in it. So that's how it came to be. I never intended to write a long series. It's just when that book was finally accepted by Penguin Putnam, they wanted two more books with Joe Pickett. So the series was born from that.
How has Joe Pickett grown over those years? How has his character evolved?
Well, he's certainly gotten older. In the first book, he's 32 with a very young family. This book, he's 52 with and an empty nest. So he's gotten a little bit more, because he's been through so much, I'm a little more cynical, a little harder bark on him, but still basically the same guy in a lot of ways, in that he's once he starts investigating a case, he cannot let it go. That trait carries over to his daughters, which he doesn't know that. And I don't think they know that either until this book.
This book is, I said, the 26th, but is this still a standalone novel? Can people just jump in with this book and then hopefully go back and revisit the rest of the series?
I always think that's the case. Every book, I treat it that way. I try to provide just enough background information so that new readers aren't lost, but not so much that longtime readers roll their eyes and go, how many times do I have to hear this? And it does work that way because I meet on, especially on book tours, I always meet first-time readers. And many times they'll read the current book and then go back to the first one and go through the whole series. Sometimes they just bounce around. That's okay too. The advantage to reading them in order is that you see the family grow up in front of your eyes over the series of the books, but it's not necessary. It's not a prerequisite.
Well, it sounds like family is one of those themes that continues throughout this whole series, in addition to the crimes that Joe has to solve.
That's right. Yeah, family has always been a big part of it. And I find myself, when I'm writing, to find those are the most rewarding parts of every book. When it's all said and done, is the interaction. What I tend to do, I don't write sequels in the series, but in each book, I tend to kind of highlight a different member of the family as part of the story. And then they will recede and then somebody else will step up in the next one. And in this one, they all come together. So that was a little different and fun to write.
So after you've written Joe Pickett for so many years, obviously that character development, I am assuming, is what keeps you interested in this character. Do you think that's also why your readers continue to be interested in him? Because he's not a one-dimensional character. You know, you've developed a lot of backstory for him over the course of all those novels.
That's true. And I think it is true, not by design or strategy, but that's what the feedback I get from readers. And I've got a very unique readership in that I used to tell the publishers at the book signings and events that the audience was like 50-50 men and women. And that surprised them. And I think they didn't believe me for a while. But then they did focus groups and found out it's exactly 50-50. And it cuts across different age demographics too. And I think there's just different things. Probably the family story appeals to some women who wouldn't automatically go pick up a series about a Wyoming game warden, because I think the family aspect does attract some women readers. That's what keeps it going.
CJ, there's a question I like to ask authors of fiction, and it's this. And this is in relation to this latest novel. If you could spend a day in real life with one of the characters from this novel, who would it be and why?
Well, in this case, it wouldn't be Joe Pickett because he's been shot in the head. I wouldn't want to spend that day with him. I would think in this book, it certainly be one of the daughters, and it would probably be Sheridan, the oldest one, simply because what she encounters in this book is totally unexpected, and she handles it like a pro. It would be fun to be with her as she makes these discoveries.
I'm also curious about you, because you've had the opportunity to have some of your books translated to the screen, what that experience has been like for you.
It's a little bit otherworldly to see. There's been two TV shows. One is Big Sky that was on ABC for 3 seasons. And then most recently, Joe Pickett, which was on Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime for 2 seasons and may come back. It's otherworldly. It's totally different. You know, it's writing is a very solitary business. Me and alone in my office on the top of my horse barn versus, you know, a set bustling with people who all have their own ideas on how things should go. But the most rewarding thing about having this series is it introduces new people to the books. They're like hour-long commercials for the books. And anecdotally, I've heard from so many people who saw the TV shows, were interested in the source material, and then went to the books.
This is obviously, as you pointed out, set in Wyoming. What has that been like for you to write about Wyoming? Does it help you learn more about the state and also just kind of deepen your appreciation for it?
It does. We live in a very rural part of Wyoming. We live on a ranch, and the little community that we live in is much like Saddle String, Joe Pickett's territory. And mainly it provides a sense of inspiration and new ideas. Sometimes I pick up things that will occur in the books at places like, you know, the local post office where you have to go get your mail every day, or the grocery store, or public meetings with the Forest Service, things like that. That's Joe Pickett's world, but it's also mine. So I can reflect that in the books in I hope, an accurate way.
Well, speaking of ideas that get sparked, what's next for you?
Well, I'm halfway into the next Joe Pickett book. That's how this works with a book a year. I'll have to set it aside for a couple of weeks while I go on the tour for the Crossroads. Yeah, the next one I'm excited about. It's fun. It's completely different than this one. I try to change it each one up so there's no formula. And there's no formula to the next one. It's a very dark story. But so far, I haven't had a problem with, oh, no, what am I going to write about on the next book? They just sort of flow in, sometimes with the consultation with the editor, but often it's just a little bit of a change of pace, what would work here, and I begin.
Well, this current novel is The Crossroads. It's by C.J. Box. C.J., thank you very much for talking with me today.
Well, it was my pleasure. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.